Before I start telling you the story of the magical hotel on top of the biggest mountain on earth, I want you to close your eyes, get comfy, snuggle up over the blankets, maybe under them if you want. Find a nice pillow to rest your head on and close your eyes. You just got back from your weekend at the Space Hotel, the first ever international hotel in space. And you just got back like 1 week ago. You're just getting used to all the gravity that Earth has to share. And as you come home from your job, there's a little envelope on your kitchen counter. But you don't know how it got there because your husband is out at work. But it's mysterious and it lures you in. And you go to open it. But before you do, it says on the cover, valued member. And before you had the opportunity to go to space, you had to become a club member of a certain membership program. And you must have won the jackpot. Because inside there were two tickets to spend a night in Tibet on Mount Everest. Not only in Mount Everest, but the hotel on top of Mount Everest. Before you can even go to the link that gives you the hotel passcode and the flight information, you have to tell your husband that you got invited to the Mount Everest Hotel and you can't wait to go. Timing is not a thing. It doesn't matter when your hotel reservation will be. You just can't wait to go. Just last year they put in a ski resort off the back of the mountain so you can ski off of the tallest mountain in the world. And there's snow everywhere. So you call your husband and the phone rings a few times. He picks up and you tell him the exciting news and he rushes home and gives you a hug. And the next day you begin to pack. You pack for a week. A weekend away from work. From America. And a weekend in a foreign country. Nevertheless, a new continent. You cannot hold in your excitement as you continue to fold your shirts and put them in your suitcase. Next day comes around and you type in the URL on your keyboard, using your keyboard on the computer to figure out where and how much prices will cost. It turns out, using promo code WINTER12, your flight is free. First class, round trip to Tibet, and a complimentary bus charter up the mountain. This was luxurious. And your flight departs in a week and a half. So you got that much time to kill. Obviously you posted on all your social media that you won. And remembering to X out the promo code so no one can steal it from you. You wait, eagerly telling everybody at work that you won. And before you know it, a week and a half goes by. You drive to to the airport. You hop through the baggage claim and wait at your gate. Over the PA announcements, they call your flight number and you scurry on to the airplane and sit down in your first class seats. Very comfortable. Boyfriend sits next to you, and your husband sits next to you, and you can't wait to snuggle up on his arm and fall asleep for the whole ride. Plane comes with TVs and complimentary food, of course, and your seats recline all the way back into like a miniature bed. You love sleeping on flights. You feel so relaxed. The plane starts to back up onto the runway and it waits for a few minutes until the call sign is given over and it can take off down the runway. It picks up speed. You look out the window and you see the ground sinking below you. You know you just took off. You get on the television screen in front of you and try to pick out a good movie to see, but nothing seems too intriguing. So you just listen to music and close your eyes on your husband's shoulder. As the plane makes its way over the Atlantic Ocean, all you can see is blue. The blue ocean below you. It's pretty rare that you can see the ocean below you because usually there's clouds. There's not a cloud in sight today. Just the sun, the water, and maybe another plane a couple hundred miles away. It looks like a little dot. You turn on the GPS on your computer in front of you. You still got 8 hours to go. 8 hours of sleeping. 8 hours of being comfortable. You already know it's going to be really hard to adjust to the jet lag. But that's okay because you're going to be spending your time in a hotel, sleeping in, eating breakfasts that are already made for you, and skiing on slopes, doing tricks off of ramps, making snowballs, snow angels. Having no nighttime, no bedtime, and one comfy bed, you can't wait for you to land. to make the time fly by quicker, you close your eyes. You get comfy on your boyfriend's shoulder. And you fall asleep. Just you and your thoughts and dreams at this moment. When you wake up, you're only 15 minutes out. You click the button up overhead to order some food before you land, since you didn't get anything because you were sleeping. The flight attendant brings you a menu and you order off it. Just a sandwich, no hot food right now. You don't know how long it's been in there, for a while or not. Your sandwich comes out and you shovel it down your mouth aggressively, because you are very hungry. Your plane wheels touch down and you jolt up and down in your seat. I'll give it a 6 out of 10 landing, you think. As the plane stops, the cold air hits you when they open the door to let you out. They're so excited. You and your husband are holding hands. You walk down to collect your luggage and wait for the bus to take you to Mount Everest. You and your husband will be in a bus for 3 hours as he takes you to the summit of Mount Everest, where you wait for a helicopter. Thank God you have enough phone battery. But it's okay, because you came prepared with a GoPro to vlog all of your experiences. The bus ride goes way quicker than the flight, obviously. And as you arrive to base camp, the helicopter is sitting there waiting for you. Gives you some earmuffs and some noise canceling headphones, because it is going to get cold and loud. Sit down. Never been in a helicopter before, and it's very different than what you expect. You go straight up. Just keep flying up for about 2 minutes, then you shoot forward. There's another man to your right who hands you backpacks, and it looks like you're going to be skydiving out the side door. Because at the altitude the hotel is at, there is no air. There is no air, and you have to bring oxygen tanks. Which might seem scary, but no, it's another exciting adventure. And he hands you the oxygen tanks and the backpack. He takes your luggage and jumps out. A man behind you holds your hand and your husband's hand and runs out the side of the helicopter before you even get to scream. You're already falling towards the white snow, and he pulls his parachute out and you land in the puffy white snow, and you hear a noise coming from behind. It's a pair of snowmobiles. Some snowmobiles pull up out of nowhere and they put your luggage in back, and you hop on one and you zoom up the mountain. Looming up in the distance, you see the massive hotel, all of its glory, all of the snow, and all of the people. You can't wait to see new people and talk about your life and sit down, talk about their life. Meeting people is something you love to do. As you reach the top, your luggage will be put in your room, he says. All you gotta do is go inside. You open the doors, and you see the lobby. All wooden, looks antique. Very beautiful. This is only part one. Stick around for part two later. Hope you're asleep. Good night.